Thank you, Lance.
Beginning with verse 41, every year Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the festival of the Passover. When he was 12 years old, they went up to the festival according to the custom. After the festival was over, while his parents were returning home, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, but they were unaware of it. Thinking he was in their company, they traveled on for a day. Then they began looking for him among their relatives and friends. When they did not find him, they went back to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple courts, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. Everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. His mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you." "Why were you searching for me?" he asked. "Didn't you know I had to be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he was saying to them. Then he went down to Nazareth with them and was obedient to them. But his mother treasured all these things in her heart. And Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. So the word of God for the people of God. Let us pray. Holy Father, open our hearts, our minds, our eyes, and our ears, that as you speak to us today, we will receive those words and put them into action in our lives. And may the words from my mouth be a blessing unto you. Amen. You may be seated. How many of you have ever heard of Where's Waldo? Pretty cool. It's pretty cool puzzle. I mean, you sit and you stare at it 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 and you stare at it, and finally, there, in an unexpected place, you find Waldo. And what makes it so hard is the fact that there's so many things going on in those pictures that there's a couple of times where you think that you found Waldo, but no, that wasn't Waldo. That was somebody else. And in the different puzzles, you know, there's one at the beach, and then there's one at the fair, and just all these different scenarios. And I thought about those puzzles as I saw this text for this week. And Lance and I even talked about Where's Waldo, and I showed him one of the puzzles and he was blown away with it, as most people are. But I got to thinking about Where's Waldo with this text, because what we have is something that naturally happened during that time period and happens with us today. How many of you have ever lost your children? Don't you dare not raise your hand. Because all of us have done it. Honey, where's the kids? How many of you have ever lost your kids on purpose? So I got to tell you this little quick story. We were at the store one time, and my son, who never listened to anything I told him, still doesn't. We were at the store, and I told him, quit going in and out of those clothes racks. And he wouldn't mind me. So I fixed him. He went in, and I disappeared. And I went around the corner, and I just stood there and waited. I knew I wasn't going to get in trouble with Angie because Angie was shopping. He came out and he looked around a few times and you could see that little panic look on his face. And then I stepped out. Hopefully it didn't cause permanent damage, but for that one moment, I lost him on purpose. There's another time that we lost him. We were at the house, and Angie was busy doing something, and I was busy doing something, and her mom was busy, and her stepdad was busy, and all of a sudden, she looked at me and she said, "Where's Danny?" And I said, "I don't know. Where is he?" He had disappeared into thin air. Completely disappeared. And as we looked and as we looked and we looked, as time went on, you could see the panic. And you could feel the panic. Because our son was gone. He had disappeared into thin air. And we were running around the yard and we're yelling and we're screaming and we're hollering. Because you know that one moment in your heart, in your mind, when that child disappears, the worst things come to mind. Somebody drove along and kidnapped him. He's run away. Whatever the case may be. And we're going around frantically looking for him. And as I'm walking by my mother-in-law's house, I hear this. And underneath Angie's mom's house, he's under there hiding from us. Watching us panic. Watching his mother flip out. And God was taking care of him that day. Because if I could have gotten under that house, he would have seen, as the song says, Jesus face to face. But can you imagine being in that predicament at that moment? And I'm sure some of us have been. But that's what Mary and Joseph were going through. You see, it was the law that every male man had to go to Jerusalem to the temple to celebrate Passover at least one time in their life. And if you lived within 15 miles of the temple, you were required to go every year. Manhood comes on a young boy in the Jewish tradition at the age of 12. So Mary and Joseph are taking Jesus to the temple for his first time of celebrating Passover at the temple. And so the celebration goes on, and it's time to leave. So, traditionally, the women would leave out before the men because they moved slower. Not because they were slow, it's just because they were hauling the kids and all the stuff that went along. And then the men came afterwards, and they would meet up at camp that evening because the men moved faster. So you can understand why they kind of lost track of Jesus, because, face it, our kids never grow up in our eyes. My 38-year-old son is still a 10-year-old brat in my mind and in my heart. They never grow up. So for Joseph, he thought Jesus had gone ahead with Mary. And Mary, being the more mindful and thought-provoking and, you know, woman, thought, okay, well, he's celebrating his manhood, so he stayed back with his father. And they didn't realize that he wasn't there until they met up that night. And immediately, so where's Jesus? I don't know, he's with you. No, he wasn't, he was with you. No, he wasn't. He was supposed to be with you. No. He's a man, he's supposed to be with you. And I figure that went back and forth a few times, because that's how parents do. So they decide, well, you know, maybe he's over with your mother or aunt or uncle or whatever. And so they start searching the camp. And they can't find him. Can you imagine the panic that's going on in their minds? Can you imagine the heartache that is starting to pop up? So they decide, okay, we're going back to Jerusalem. And they go back. Scripture tells us that for 3 days they looked for him. 3 days. I think I would be a mental case after 3 hours. And so they go and they finally decide, well, let's go look. Let's go look in the temple. And lo and behold, as they walk into the temple, there he sits. And he's sitting there with the Sanhedrin, which was customary. And the Sanhedrin is discussing a lot of theological questions and this and that. And Mary shows her motherly I'm not going to say anger, but discipline. Where have you been? Do you not understand what you have put me and your father through? Jesus, why are you looking for me? You knew where I was going to be. You knew I'd be in my father's house. So that's the background of this text. But I want to look at something just a little bit different. You see, Mary and Joseph lost Jesus in the crowds. So in our own lives, where do we lose Jesus? Because you know for a fact that we lose Jesus in our lives sometimes, right? We lose Him in our daily life. I mean, especially this past week. Holy moly. I don't know about y'all's day or week, but ours was crazy. We had Sunday service last Sunday. Then we had candlelight service on Monday. And then we had Christmas with the family on Tuesday. And then on Wednesday, everybody's in the hospital. And then on Thursday, back down here. And on Friday, we got this going on. And then yesterday, this was going on. And I mean, good Lord. Oh, yeah, good Lord. Wow. I forgot God was there. We lose Jesus in our daily lives because so much is going on. We allow things that go on normally to distract us from Jesus. We lose Jesus in society. I mean, society is so anti-Christ now. That we're so focused on me and us and them and those that we forget to put Christ in the center. So we lose Christ through society, and society doesn't have a problem helping us do that. And we lose Christ in our Christian walk. And it's not because of anything in particular other than we just kind of get complacent. We do things because that's just the way we've been doing it and we don't think about it. But each day should be something exciting and wonderful and new because Christ is supposed to be in our lives. So we lose Jesus just like Mary and Joseph did. Mary and Joseph found Jesus in the last place they had seen him. You ever done that? You ever lost something? And not a clue where it is? That's normal for my life. I thought it'd be so cool to get a cell phone cover that was camo. Now I can't find my phone cover. How many of you have ever lost your keys? Did you find them? Where? The last place you left them. Mary and Joseph lost Jesus at the temple. The last place they were with him. And that's where they found him. In the same place. And they tried to blame him for it. Why did you do this? I didn't do anything. I haven't moved. I've been right here the whole time. And, you know, if Jesus had been one of those smart-alecky, disobedient kids of, I don't know, 2018, it would have been, you're the one that walked away. You're the one that left me here. How many of you have ever lost Jesus in your life? Now, I'm not saying become lost again, but lost Jesus in your daily walk. Yeah. And when you realize that Jesus wasn't there, where was he? Right where you left him. One of the most aggravating things for me as a pastor is hearing this. God deserted me. I don't think so, Scooter. God never moved. We move. When we come to that point when we think we know more than God does, or we got it figured out, we start moving. And then we realize that, oh, God's not here. He's let me down. You left. God is still in the same place He was when you got too big for your britches. God doesn't move, we do. And Jesus makes that very clear in this text. Jesus never left. And just like Mary does or did, we blame God when things don't go like they're supposed to because God left us alone. No, we walked away from God. And when we walk away from that protection of God, then we become owl bait. We're out there for any and everything that Satan has to attack us with. But you know, one of the coolest things is that because Jesus doesn't move, we can go back and find Him in our life. The Where's Waldo puzzle. How do you find Him in those puzzles? You recognize him in the crowd. When you're focused on finding Waldo, it's not that hard to do. The same is true with Jesus. If we focus on Jesus in our lives, we can recognize Jesus in the crowd around us, in all of the noise, in all of the upheaval, in all of the distractions. We recognize Jesus. This being the last Sunday of the year, this is a time when we can start examining and focusing and critiquing how last year was and how this year is going to be. And just like any and everybody else, we make New Year's resolutions. I'm going to be better at this. I'm going to do better at that. I'm going to go to church more. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. So ask this. This year, did I lose Jesus? Did he disappear from my sight? Do you know where to find Jesus? Can you recognize him in that crowd? Do you remember that point when you walked away? For me, it's easy to retrace my steps. If I can't find something, I do my best to remember, which is kind of hard to do. But when we do that, we start retracing our steps, right? We start going back. Okay, I'm here right now. Before I was here, I was here. Then I was over here. And oh, there it is right there. Same thing in our Christian walk. When we get lost, when we lose sight of Christ in our lives, we need to retrace our steps and get back to where Jesus is. It's all a matter of us going and finding him because he hasn't moved. He's still right where he was. And unlike me in that store, I'm not hiding around the corner. Jesus isn't hiding around the corner watching to see you. I wonder if you can find me over here. Jesus remains where he was. I guess the last question I have for you today is, would you recognize Jesus if you saw him today? Would you recognize him if he stood in front of you right now? Or if he was scattered somewhere in this crowd? Where's Waldo? Nah. Where's Jesus in your life? Where is he right now? If he's not where you can see him, you need to move back to where he was. Let's pray. Almighty and gracious God, sometimes we get so out there that we lose focus. We become so engulfed in what's going on in our lives that we don't realize that we're walking away from you. And before we know it, Lord, we realize that we've wandered so far away
that you're not there. Father, help us to get back to you. Help us to come back to where you are. Help us to quit thinking about all of these other things that are going on around us. And as Ron sang a while ago, get back to the cross. Father, as we begin a new year, we ask that you keep us mindful of staying with you and being focused on you in our lives. That we will continue to grow in our walk and continue to grow in our witness. That as others are searching to find you in their lives, we can direct them in the right way. Father, watch over and keep us. And forgive us of our many sins. We pray it all in your Son's holy and precious name. Amen. Our closing hymn this morning is 701.